Mi chiamo Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut. Ineye ma'o keruda. Medinde kwesi ra nehmpata akan. Greetings to all Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut, meaning Africans, black people. Today is ma'o kerude. My name is Kwesi ra nehmpata akan. Nyamewa, nyame nsheshe. Divine order is grounded in the divine balance of male and female. This is the guiding principle of Afurakani Afurait Kaitnit ancestral culture and religion. Nyame and Nyamewa, Amen and Amenet, Lisa and Mawu, Chukwu and Komosu, the great god and the great goddess, function together as one divine unit, the supreme being. They birth within themselves numerous children, the Abosom, Orisha, Vodou, Arusi, the goddesses and gods, the spirit forces living and operating through the various suns, moons, stars, planets, oceans, winds, fire, earth, existing in the universe. We have our existence through the agency of the Abosom. And when we make our transition to the ancestral realm via the gate of death, those of us who lived in harmony with Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshe become Nananum Nsamanfo, honored ancestresses and ancestors. Because we perfected our spirits while on earth, we are endowed by Nyamewa Nyame with the capacity and the responsibility to properly guide our descendants who are still living on earth. As Nananum Nsamanfo, honored ancestresses and ancestors, we teach them, guide them, admonish them, support them in their endeavor to execute their divine functions in the world. In the human sphere, which is authentically Afurakani, Afurait Kaitnit only, the divine balance of male and female is manifest socially in the institution of aware, which is akan for marriage. The two major forms of aware are the monogamous form and the polygamous form. In Afurakani Afurait Kaitnit ancestral religion and culture, both forms of aware, of marriage, have value and are used as tools to harmonize the individual and the family with Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshe, divine order. It is the whites and their offspring who forced us into the foolish debate about whether polygamy is wrong. This is insane. The whites and their offspring have an ill culture and being which is rooted in the insanity of dissexuality, homosexuality, and incest. They are spirits of disorder, all of them, who malfunction in the world with an anchor in disorder. They are inferior to us, Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut, in every way, and thus are incapable of instructing us on how to conduct ourselves on any level. The reason why the whites and their offspring forced the notion that polygamy is evil or that certain forms of polygamy is evil or wrong was and is to control our population growth and to attempt to disrupt our connection to our Nananum Nsamanfo and our connection to the Abosom. The whites and their offspring recognize that the Abosom are connected to specific Afurakani Afurait Kaitnit blood circles by cutting off potential births through these blood circles, by greatly reducing the number of married individuals. The whites and their offspring foolishly believe they would reduce the level of access we have to the Abosom. The whites and their offspring also recognize that the promotion of monogamy at the expense of polygamy would create social disorder for large numbers of Nananum Nsamanfo who are ready to return through specific blood circles would be precluded from doing so through a legal marriage and hence a normal family life. They would be born through what would be described in this context as scandal, infidelity, and intrigue, and would therefore carry that stigma into the community into which they were born. The distrust anxiety, anger, and resentment generated through such circumstances would only put a strain on the families involved and a strained distraction on the Afurakani Afurite Kaitni community as a whole. As reflective of their ill nature, the whites and their offspring sought and seek to denigrate polygamy for the purpose of generating disorder within Afurakani Afurite Kaitni communities, which by default ultimately supports the status quo of white rule. It is only through the destabilization of our social institutions, leading to infighting amongst us, that the whites and their offspring can sustain some semblance of control over our societies. For when we engage in infighting, we weaken ourselves. It is only a self-destructive Afurakani Afurite Kaitni population that can possibly succumb to the cultural domination of the naturally weaker and inferior group, the whites and their offspring. Afurakani Afurite Kaitni ancestral culture and religion produced the institution of aware, of marriage. We are the authors and authoresses of aware, and no non-Afurakani, non-Afurite Kaitni group of individuals are to be acknowledged whatsoever within our marriage institution, nor are their foolish perspectives on our marriage institution to be entertained at all. You must stop being slaves to the idiocy of the whites and their offspring and their rationalizations for your social degeneration. There are valid reasons why monogamy is practiced within our culture. There are valid reasons why polygamy is practiced within our culture. Polygamy takes two major forms, polygyny and polyandry. Polygyny is the form wherein a man can have more than one wife. Polyandry is the form wherein a woman can have more than one husband. Both forms of polygamy, polygyny and polyandry, have been supported in various Afurakani Afurite Kaitni cultures according to the needs of the people involved. However, there are some within the Afurakani Afurite Kaitni ancestral religious and cultural community who have carried the white mindset into the approach to the polygamous form of aware. Some have foolishly rejected polygyny outright as exploitation of women. Some males have attacked polyandry as absolutely unacceptable no matter what the circumstances. Both are foolish positions, parroting pre-programmed rationalizations manufactured by the whites and their offspring. Some of the brainwashed amongst us have embraced Afurakani Afurite Kaitni ancestral religion for the sole reason that polygamy is allowed. They are liars when they say different. They approach polygamy like the white Arab or the white Hindu. They seek to create harems. Their goal is to sleep with as many young, beautiful Afurite Kaitni women as possible and justify it with philosophical pseudo-Afrocentric rhetoric. They are not concerned with the return of specific Nananum Nsamanfo, honored ancestresses and ancestors through specific blood circles. They only desire to be sexually active with young Afurite Kaitni sisters. Some so-called Babalaos, Okomfo, Abosomfo, Bokonons, Ngangas, and others who claim to be priests and elders manufacture false interpretations when performing divination in order to force young attractive women or older women with money into polygamous unions with themselves or others in the community. Some do this deliberately, while others do it unwittingly, for they were trained by liars. But whether it is wittingly or unwittingly, all of them are liars. You are oppressing the women in the tradition you claim to uphold, and you will be made to suffer for it. Afurite Kaitni women, do not allow yourselves to be lured into a polygamous union with any Afurakani man, no matter if he is a priest, elder, chief, or holds any other title, when you know damn well you have no business in a polygamous union at all. You have an Okra, an Ori Inu, a Se, a seed of divine consciousness dwelling within your spirit, which is a portion of the divine consciousness of Nyamewa Nyame, the Supreme Being. When a Babalawo, Okonfwo or Abosomfwo, Bonkonon, Olorisha divines for you, does a reading for you, the reading should only support and promote the divine instructions, messages, streaming from your own Accra. If it does not support these messages, these instructions, then the interpretation is a lie and you are to reject it outright. You know when a diviner is a liar. You know when a diviner is misrepresenting the messages. You know when a diviner is not competent. You know because your Nananom Nsamanfo and the Abosom are showing you repeatedly, day in and day out. They are warning you regularly. They are constantly reminding you spiritually and through the agency of other people who come before you and speak the very same messages without knowledge of why they speak. The Nananom Nsamanfo and the Abosom are supporting the messages and instructions streaming into your spirit from your Accra. You are to follow them and them alone. No criminal or misguided diviner takes precedence over the divine triad of Accra, Abosom, and Nananom Nsamanfo, Ori, Orisha, and Egungun, Se, Vodou, and Kuvita. The diviner is to either fit into and support this triad or be dismissed, and their titles of quote-unquote authority are meaningless. In many Afurakani, Afuraikaitni nations, where polygamy is practiced, the majority of the marriages are monogamous. A minority of the marriages are actually polygamous. The option exists. However, every man does not choose that option. When viewed from an Afurakani, Afuraikaitni perspective, meaning a proper perspective, polygyny is not about creating a harem. It is primarily about serving the Nananom Nsamanfo and Asamanfo Pa and the Abosom. It is about creating a vehicle whereby certain Asamanfo may return through specific blood circles to bring an energy and consciousness into Ewiase, the world, the Abusiakwo, the clan, the Abusia, the family, where that energy and consciousness is lacking. It is about the support and upliftment of sets of families as opposed to the impregnating of young women. An Afurakani man must be willing and capable of dealing harmoniously with different sets of ancestral families as well as different sets of earthly families. He must be willing and capable of honoring the various Abosom connected to the women he is married to and observing the various Achiwadye, the various restrictions, taboos associated with them. He must be willing and capable of rearing the offspring from these unions and recognize the ancestral consequences of not living up to the pact. He must be willing and capable and able to deal with different sets of marital and familial disputes whenever they arise without profaning his own ancestral values and without circumventing his own ancestral protocol. He must be focused, willing, and capable of upholding Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshie, divine order, through the agency of multiple families. When most Afurakani men learn the weight of responsibility attached to polygyny, they want no parts of it if they were initially interested in the prospect of simply being able to have sex with a number of women. That prospect is greatly diminished in quote-unquote value when they recognize the societal, deity, and ancestral obligations and repercussions that come along with it. Monogamy begins to appear to be much more pleasing to them. This is one of the reasons why monogamous unions represent the majority of marriages in many Afurakani, Afuraikaitni cultures where polygyny is allowed. Only when we have embraced foolish, backward notions of pseudo-spirituality, fake religion, such as Islam and Hebrewism, Judaism, or Hinduism, do we allow ourselves to desire a perversion of true polygamy. This is because it is through these fake religions that the harem idea of polygamy reigns, where the woman is inferior to the male and is under his control. She's a slave. A sex slave, and a domestic slave, a social slave. Their foolish doctrines support this perversion of polygamy. No matter what contemporary politically quote-unquote savvy spin they attempt to place on it. Afurai Kaitnit women, if you are to practice polygyny, then it should be your choice, as seated within your spirit by your own akra. No one should have to intellectually contort you into accepting a polygamous situation. Rape is rape, whether physical or intellectual, and rapists come from outside the community as well as inside. Take control of the direction of your life by allowing your akra to guide you. You will then enter into a properly polygamous relationship or a properly monogamous relationship. In Akan culture, as well as many other Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit cultures, the wife has the right of refusal if the husband gives her the customary offering when seeking to accept another wife. If the man goes ahead and marries a second wife, even though the original wife refused to accept the proposition, she has the right to divorce him with all privileges. This, of course, means that he is still left in a monogamous relationship with the other individual. The woman also has the right to suggest a woman to become co-wife and part of the extended family. The man has the right of refusal as well. Both man and woman must be in agreement, honest agreement, not a forced agreement or arrangement, in order for harmony to govern a polygamous marriage structure. Aware, marriage, is an Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit endeavor, sanctioned by Inyamewa Inyame. It allows the balance of male and female, a reflection of the divine balance of Inyame and Inyamewa, to take full form, physically and spiritually, in the human sphere. However, the time for exploiting Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religion and culture in order to service your own lustful holdovers from Eurocentric beliefs is over. Everyone is to be held accountable by everyone. Titles, labels, so-called accomplishments mean nothing. You are either with Inyamewa Inyame Nsheshe, divine order, or against it. And you will receive everything that you transmit. Medinde kwesi ra nehem pata akan, ene ye ma'al keru da.